Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
dismounted as the floating palace neared her European port. Having crossed from New York to Bishop's Rock off the English coast in 3 days, 10 hours, and 40 minutes, the liner United States established a new Atlantic speed record, July 6, 1952. Cheering crowds at Southampton hailed the American ship that had clipped 10 hours from the transatlantic mark set by Britain's own Queen Mary. Then westbound, the United States knifing through the Atlantic for her second record crossing. It was noted by the builders of the ship that in the event of necessity for emergency conversion to military service, the United States could transport 14,000 men, or virtually a full division, 10,000 miles without putting into port for food, fresh water, or fuel. But for the crew and officials and passengers aboard the liner, the greatest moment was now at hand. The United States was reaching Ambrose Lightship outside New York with the Blue Riband of the Atlantic, having made the return trip in a record 3 days, 12 hours, 12 minutes. Saluting the ship whose maiden voyage shattered Atlantic speed marks going over and coming back. At the turn of the century and beyond, Great Britain and Germany dominated leadership in fast Atlantic crossings. Now, for the first time in almost 100 years, the speed crown was claimed by the Stars and Stripes. New York, home port for many of the greatest ships on the oceans, really put on a show. A big broom symbolized the sweep of the Blue Ribbon Speed Trophy by the $70 million United States, America's first lady of the high seas.
Good afternoon and welcome to America, Disabled Veterans in Action. I'm Dr. George Anderson and this is ADVIA, News and Information for Veterans by Veterans. It is Friday, the 27th of November, the last day of November. It is the day after Turkey Day, Thanksgiving 2015. I am very glad to be here this afternoon, and I'm writing to you, coming to you with hope and news of information and services that are available to us as veterans in our community. I want to begin by giving out our Brooklyn Navy Yard line, which is 347-884-8078, 347-884-8078. We have a situation where we are trying to deal with the fact of the matter that our veterans are not being cared for properly, and that is a bit of a problem because, you know, it is a problem because there are many veterans that are in this nation today that did not have a Thanksgiving yesterday, including yours truly. And I'm just going to get naked on the air. You know, when you have more months than you have money and you're at a 70% debt to income ratio, we have a big problem. And that problem is that we need to make sure that we are able to better suit our men and women who serve in the military with the ability to be able to have a Thanksgiving. Not to rely on a handout, not to join somebody at their table. I know it's good to join other people at tables and different things like that during Thanksgiving, but sometimes a veteran might want to have the decency of having a meal of their own with their own family not being partaken and broken down into a communal dinner. You know, this is a very hard time for veterans. We have a hard time because we have a situation in which we must constantly advocate for our veterans. You know, and if we don't do this, if we don't speak up, we don't speak up and do the things that we need to do, we end up a voice. That's why we have to have America's Disabled Veteran and radio shows like it to get our message out as a community. You know, as a community, folks, we do our best to make sure that our men and women have what they need. The honor debt that they have undertaken is such that we are able to try to help the veterans who are in need and distress of our services. Now, how do we help? Well, we've helped financially. We have helped advocate. We have helped with claims. You know, we do all of these things because we are trying to make sure that veterans have a good quality of life. When veterans don't have a good quality of life, we have suicide rates that are 22 to 30 per day. And that is a hardship. That's a hardship on our community, on the community across the United States, and it says that we don't take good care of our veterans, that they don't get what they need. And that is a problem because veterans shouldn't be in want of anything or anyone. But unfortunately, this is something that we are dealing with on an ongoing basis. It's constant. Do what we can do in order to make it a better situation, such as through advocating and calling our Congress members and getting them on the phone and holding them accountable by giving them a grade and voting them out of office when you see that they are ineffective or not responding. We have an obligation to speak up for those that are on active duty because they can't speak for themselves. And we have a duty to speak up for veterans who are having a very hard time in survival in 37 states across this nation. It's a disgrace. It's a national disgrace. And I would like to say hats off to the state of Virginia if you think that you have handled the situation for veterans being homeless. I think it's wonderful, provided you give the veterans what they would like. Not just what they need, not just enough to be there, but try to give them what they like for a change. You know, we deal in this nation with the fact that we offered the life and death of our life was a blank check up to that point, that we could lose our life in defense of this nation. And the fact of the matter is, that we're having an issue. We're definitely having an issue. Hold on, folks. I got to put you on hold for a minute. This is urgent.
Thank you.
Coming on the air, and we're doing what we're doing. When we see this radio station come on the air and we're doing what we're doing, we are doing everything that we can to ensure that the veterans are able to do what they need to have done. And this is how we try, through working with our veterans, to ensure that the veterans get what they need, including yours truly. I was of the opinion that my service was honorable, and I was told that because of that honorable service, I was due to have care and concern when I got older. And here I am, some 30 years later, and the promise is still unfulfilled. But yet, I, Dr. George Anderson, picked up this mantle Monday through Friday, day in, day out, for the last 2 years. 2 years. Now, we're not just talking about Johnny Come Lately. We're talking about the fact that our veterans have been the ones that have been doing not well. We have not been doing well. And the thing is that we need to do better. If we don't do better, we've got a problem. And our problem is such that nobody's going to do it for us. Over the 2 years, 24 months, 104 weeks, 730 days, 17,531 hours, 101,051,898 minutes. This is what the year has been made of, that we have been actively advocating for the veteran community, especially those that are disabled. You see, because if you're living at 100%, you cannot afford at a two-bedroom apartment in 37 states around the country. This is something that is a disgrace. It needs to be fixed. It needs to be stopped. It needs to be given a top priority by the 114th Congress. But what can you expect of a Congress that, despite whichever party is in control, would allow even for one bill for veterans to be languishing in the chamber of the House for over a decade, 12 years, H.R. 1292. You know, and that's the Disabled American Veterans Commissary Act. We are sitting here, we are talking to the senators, we're talking to the Congress. We're doing everything that we can possibly do to make sure that our men and women have a better quality of life. That better quality of life is mission essential. No veteran should want for a house. No veteran should want for a job. No veteran should want for food. Yes, this is what we have.
this is what we get. We get veterans that are wanting for housing. We get veterans that are wanting for food. We get veterans that are wanting overall for just some general concern so that they can feel like a human being. We have to do better, people. We must make a difference in the lives of all of our veterans. You know, holidays are tough times, but our veterans are tougher, and they make it through the situation, through the ability to speak with each other. Oftentimes, we are given the opportunity to try to work with our veterans, but we don't take them up on it. Now, what opportunity am I talking about here? I'm talking about the ability to pick up the phone and call your congressman or your two senators, or talk to the Veterans Affairs Committee or Armed Services Committee. Talk to them about the substandard pay. Talk to them about how the sacrifice of the veterans have been long. And yet, the government is always shortchanging our veterans. We deserve so much better. We can do so much better as a nation. We have Senator Jeff Sessions, who feels that, you know, veterans are an entitlement we can no longer afford. Well, if that's the case, sir, then don't send any more veterans into war. And you know you can't do that. We need to do better than what we are doing, better than what we have done full time. If we don't do this, our veterans will continue to die at a rate of 22 to 30 per day. And we need to know, we need to follow the examples of the city of Glendale and the state, the Commonwealth of Virginia, so that we can address the issues of housing, affordable housing for our veterans, to help them so that they can take on the possibility of living a lifestyle that is worthy of the average American living a middle-class lifestyle. We have to do a better job, folks. We just have to. I don't know what else to tell you, but we as veterans must speak up. You must call 202-224-3121 and ask for your congressional representative, either your congresswoman or man, or your two senators, or the committee. If we don't speak up, we will become the victim of our own silence, tacit approval that we're in agreement for these items to work immediately. We have to have them. Well, folks, I also want to tell you today we have to stop for a minute to prepare for next week. And on Fridays, we haven't done it in a while, but I'm going to take a minute and pause to remember our fallen. I'm hoping that everyone read today as we pause to remember the fallen and those who are deployed. Remember everyone deployed. That's why we wear red. And it stands for Remember Everyone Deployed. Red. For a minute. housing for our fallen of this week. We do not have a body count, but we are taking a moment to say that we have to do what we have to do to remember those who have sacrificed so much so that we could be free this holiday season. Folks, we are just about out of time. We will be back on Monday with a full broadcast of news and information, a fresh report of the information you most want to hear as a veteran. We're asking everybody to please enjoy the rest of the Thanksgiving holiday. Remain safe. Enjoy your loved ones. Eat lots of turkey and cranberry sauce, those of you that are lucky enough to have it. And on Monday, please pick up your phone Monday morning and call the Congress and tell them we have to do better by our vets. The phone number, 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. Welcome to the end of the broadcast, and I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank everyone, really thank everyone, for giving us the opportunity to be your choice for veteran news and information. We would not be at the point of where we are without your support. That being said, our veterans have helped us to become one of the largest veteran news organizations in the nation. And that being said, we have crossed 30,180. We couldn't do this without you, folks. And so we want to thank you for your help, love, and support. We will look forward to coming back at 2400 Zulu on Monday, our regular radio showtime. And we will see you then. I hope everyone has a wonderful weekend, and God bless.